Okay.
Just say the words.
Okay, so this exercise is called STTOP, and it's what's called a diffusion exercise. And basically, diffusion is learning how to separate yourself from overwhelming thoughts and feelings. So what I'd like you to do at first is to make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs. And for the first few moments, just breathe in nice and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in, filling your lungs and your chest, and then focusing all your attention as you breathe out so slow. Breathing out, letting your shoulders drop down, your jaw release, letting your whole body just settle down. So just focusing on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, and out through the mouth. Really feeling the wonderful sense of release you feel as you exhale, and you allow your shoulders to drop down, your jaw to release, your whole body to just relax more and more with every exhalation. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to take a moment to describe the exercise. So it's very common to have overwhelming thoughts and feelings, overwhelming urges or behaviors, or overwhelming somatic responses such as nauseousness in our tummy or tightness in our chest. And so this exercise is all about learning how to recognize when these events are occurring, to learn how to notice, to step back, calm yourself, and respond to them in a way that is keeping with your best interest. So it's a diffusion exercise, and diffusion is simply about separating from distressing thoughts, feelings, behaviors, somatic experience. Separating, stepping back, looking at them objectively, not pushing them away, not ignoring them, not minimizing, not numbing, escaping, or avoiding in any way, but just simply letting them be, but observing them, understanding them, calming yourself, and then finding a way to respond to them that brings you peace, brings you compassion. So what I'd like you to do is to bring to mind a situation that is or was still distressing. Bring that situation to mind. Remember who was there. Remember what you were feeling, what you were thinking. Remember what was happening in your body. Remember the urges you had to either yell or scream, punch, kick, whatever it may be. Just remember all the urges. Remember what was happening in your body. Remember what triggered the event. Just bringing that all back to the forefront of your mind as I'm quiet for a moment or two. Remembering exactly where you were. So the most important thing to do whenever you feel yourself get hijacked by emotion is to stop. And this exercise is known by the acronym STOP, STTOP. And the S in STOP stands for stop. Stop is most important. Don't respond. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Just simply stop. Stopping long enough to interject some breathing, some ability to step back, to examine what's happening to you, generally takes about 90 seconds to a few minutes. To interject enough pause to be able to unhijack the emotional parts of the brain, to bring your frontal lobe back online so that you can think about what you're experiencing, thinking, feeling, the urges, the thoughts, in a way that's more conducive to your well-being. So stop is the first step. So when you think about this event, I want you to think about at what point, and there may have been a few, but what was the first point it would have been advantageous to simply stop, to not say or do anything, but to simply stop. This isn't an exercise in shaming yourself or shoulding yourself or blaming yourself. It's an exercise around growth and change. So with all the compassion possible, just think about what would have been the first opportunity where you would have benefited from stopping. Just simply pausing everything. And then the second step, the T, the first T, when you're in that situation, is to take some long, slow, deep breaths. Because in that moment, when the brain is hijacked, it's difficult to trust. It's difficult to trust your thoughts, your feelings, your urges. It's difficult to trust to know what's true, what's fabricated in the mind. So breathing nice and deep and slow into 7. Out to 11. And sometimes we have to take ourselves out of a situation to do this. We make a quick exit, take ourselves to the washroom. We do as many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, nice, long, slow, out to 11 as we need to be able to get some perspective. So just in that situation, imagine where and how you would do that if it were to occur again, or where and how you could have done it then had you known. Good. And the third step, the second T, is to take notice. Take notice of what is happening to you in that moment. Take notice of what your thoughts are. So when you think back on that situation, what were you thinking about you, about the situation, about what they said, perhaps about the past or about the future? What were you thinking? What was going through your mind? What were the exact words? And whether you're proud of them or not proud of them, it doesn't matter. Just try to capture what the words were that were going through your mind. Take notice, too, of what you were feeling in that moment. What emotion best represents what you were feeling in that moment? It may have been fear. It may have been worry. It may be intimidated, angry, frustrated, helpless, powerless. It may be sad, overwhelmed. Just try to isolate which word best represents the strongest emotion you are feeling in that moment. Take notice, too, of what you were feeling in your body. Was there a constriction in your tummy, a heaviness in your chest, a swirling feeling in your head, a pulsing sensation throughout your entire body, a sense of heat, warmth, a nauseousness? Just try to take notice of what you're feeling in your body. That'll also give you a cue as to what you were feeling, what emotion you were feeling. Everyone experiences emotion differently, but generally shame, unworthiness is experienced in the chest as a heaviness. Fear can be experienced in the chest, in the tummy, in constriction. Sometimes it's a blocked feeling in the throat, like you're repressing things, or high in the tummy, like a knot. Anger coming from feelings of insignificance, intimidation, insult, unworthiness, disregard, disrespect can be experienced differently in the jaw, in the shoulders, sometimes in the chest, in the arms. So taking notice of what you feel in your body can be indicative of what emotion you're experiencing the strongest. So thinking back now, can you remember feeling anything in your body? Did you lose your appetite? Perhaps that's nauseousness and fear. Take notice too of what urge you have. In that moment, what urge did you have? What did you want to do or not do? To say or to not say? And take notice too of what you wanted most. If you had a magic wand, what did you want most in that situation? And was it realistic? So noticing is a very powerful thing. We tend to just ignore thoughts and feelings and urges. We tend to just push them down, push them away. Often because we're afraid to feel, but often it's much easier to feel what we're feeling, notice what's going on, notice what triggered it, notice what we're thinking, what we want to do, what we want most. It's easier to do that than to push it down and push it away. So the next step, the O and stop, is to observe what happens as you breathe nice and deep, imagining you're blowing this stress away and repeating these phrases over and over again that you'll complete quietly in your mind's eye. So now taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Just quietly, as you exhale, just repeat this in your mind. I notice the thought of exhaling out. I notice the thought of. And then I notice the feeling in my body of. Exhale, blow it away. I notice the feeling in my body of. Another long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the emotion of. Exhale. Repeat that quietly in your mind's eye. I notice the feeling of. I notice the urge to. I notice the urge to. I notice the thing I want most is. I notice the thing I want most is. Taking a few more long, slow, deep breaths. Just imagine blowing that situation away as if you were blowing away a bubble. Blowing away the thoughts, blowing away the trigger, blowing away the urges, the feelings, just blowing it all away. Notice how the intensity changes. And if you're comfortable, you can put your hand on your heart. And the P in stop is to plan to proceed in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness. And plan to proceed to deal with this situation in a way that would be markedly different from you may have done in the past. So just bring to mind something that you'll do for yourself when you're next in this situation that shows yourself compassion and kindness. Once you have that in mind, it can be simply anything from just excusing yourself from the situation, from telling somebody it's not something you wish to discuss at this time and walking away. It can be simply setting a boundary, taking care of yourself in some way that shows you kindness, shows you compassion, shows you self-respect. And once you have that in mind, it doesn't have to be ideal each and every time you practice the exercise. You may come up with a new thing, a different thing. And each and everything you come up with will be good for that moment. It's a progression, a series of learning, growing and changing. And then think about next time you're in that situation, something you're going to do differently, markedly differently than you may have in the past. And again, it doesn't have to be ideal or perfect. It's just going to be something you're going to try. You're going to do, you're going to see and experiment with, see what kind of difference it makes for you in the situation. And again, always knowing we never control others, we can only change what we do. Change our response, change our behaviors, change us. We can never change others. So now when you come to the conclusion of this exercise, just take a moment to think about how you feel differently about the situation. How it feels different in your body, in your mind, in your heart. How you feel differently in terms of perhaps a level of empowerment, frustration, anger, overwhelm, or sadness. Does it feel more separate? Does it feel less overwhelming? Have you diffused yourself from the intensity? Does it require additional practice? So when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and return to the room around you.